Hey y'all, it's Olivia Lane, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
My grandma's name is Lois Lane. Honest to God, that's the truth. She met my granddad late in May, back in 1952, and he was her Superman. He walked through the door of that old drugstore in an Air Force uniform. His whole life changed when he asked her name, and the new
happy to be here.
It's good. I mean, it's been a while since we spoke. We used to meet at most CRS's, which is the Country Radio Seminar in Nashville in sort of around February time. And then, of course, we've had the pandemic and everything else. And so how have you been faring through that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just been trying to make the best of it. I do see a silver lining in the whole situation because it did make me sort of focus on what I wanted to say musically and the things I wanted to talk about in the writing room. So I actually got COVID like before anybody knew what was going on. So actually me and my producer ended up getting it at the same time.
Ooh,
and so once we got it, we were able and healed from it. We were able to get back in the studio and just continue creating. So I kind of see that as a little bit of a silver lining. It was a very isolated, just me and him in the studio. So I got to continue being creative, but it did force me to sit down and really think about, like, you know, this next chapter, what I want to say. So that's the one silver lining. I got to creatively focus.
Because when we last spoke, you were really rocking it with some great music. you know, I remember you were performing when we were trying to do the last few interviews of the day, and they put you on a stage near where we were doing the interview, and then you were really rocking it through most of the interviews.
Yes, I tend to enjoy those interviews. I just enjoy talking with people.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So, in 2017, you lost your voice.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah,
about
that was pretty intense for me. But looking back on all of the good fruit that's come from going through that, I wouldn't take it back. I honestly feel like I lost my voice to find my voice again, mm-hmm. which is sounds cliche, but when you go through something like that, it really makes you think about how you're living your life. And what was going on mentally for me, I think, started to manifest physically, which our bodies are so amazing at that, you know. It's like, oh, okay, I need to really take a beat here and go take care of myself. So I decided to just really take care of myself in multiple ways. I went to therapy. I went to vocal therapy. I did everything under the sun to try and, like, take care of myself. And taking that break again just really made me focus on healing myself and also learning to take care of myself, and also really what I wanted to say as an artist. I think as artists, we have such a chaotic schedule. Every day is so different that to have any kind of structure feels really boring. So having that kind of structure for those few years of finding my voice again, it really challenged me to, you know, songs like You Got Me and Hey 3AM, like those songs came from that healing process. And so, yeah, it really just made me really, really find who I was.
That's good. Now, you've got an album coming out this weekend called Heart Change. Tell me about that.
Yes. So Heart Change, I'm so proud of this record. I think my record before, called The One, was about the choice for me about putting myself first and putting my healing first. And Heart Change is sort of the findings and the realizations of what happened after those heart changes. I think heart changes for me and really for society are completely necessary, because things in the world don't change unless the people change in the world. Mm-hmm. So I think it all starts with the individual of learning to become a better version of ourselves constantly. I mean, I feel like there's never an ending to the growth process. There's always new things to uncover. There's always bad habits to let go. And I think that's the interesting thing and at times frustrating thing about being a human, is that, you know, you can't become stagnant. That's like the enemy, becoming stagnant, and especially as an artist. But I'm just so proud of this record. I think it has a lot of colors on it. It's country, it's pop, it's Christian, which is a brand new thing, and I was a little bit nervous for my fans to hear that side of me talking about my spirituality, but it was a huge, huge mental shift for me that I had, so I thought it was important to talk about on my record. So, and luckily, it's doing very, very well. Hey, it's Olivia Lane, and I'm here talking with Lee. Hope you guys enjoy our conversation.
Trying to find peace in a world we keep ripping each other to pieces. Too many back and forth, I'm right, you're wrong reasons. Can't even agree to disagree, we just believe what we believe. Trying to find peace in a world, somebody please help me see it. There's a fine line between passion and hate. Words don't help the problem coming from a cold dark. Fingers at themselves, but a real fix comes when you start to fix yourself. We all raise a different race, make mistakes, need some grace. At the end of the day, everybody's got a choice to make. There's a fine line between passion and hate. Words don't help the problem coming from a cold dark place. It's a be closer to being right. It's in our blood to love. Hearts are red, not black and white. There's a fine line between passion and hate. Words don't help the problem coming from a cold dark place. It's a hard thing to do, easy to say. We can't rewrite the past, but we can start a brand new page. It's a hard thing to do, easy to say. We need a heart change. We need a heart change.
I was reading your background and over this, and at the time, you know, when the spiritualist thing came into it, you were pretty much a non-believer, and then you read a book and it changed your outlook to Christianity.
Absolutely. And luckily at the time I had a couple of people in my life speaking truth into my life in that way. You know, I would have my vocal coach was one of them. I would have a lot of people think vocal lessons are just, you know, you're kind of in there and you're singing like scales and stuff. A lot of vocal lessons are tears and almost a therapy lesson in itself, because singing is such a release. It's such a vulnerable state to be in that I had no connection to what my spirituality was in my singing. And I think it's super important. There's definitely no denying that there's something spiritual about music. You know, we don't really need it for survival, but we love it and we crave it. We crave the release. We crave going to concerts. I mean, that's why we're here, you know. Ooh. It's like, or that's why, you know, we're talking right now. It's like music does something that we just is like, we can't explain. But yeah, so having my spiritual awakening, I was an atheist before, and, about four months, I was just kind of asking, like, hey, God, if you're real, like, you're going to let me know. Like, I honestly was on this just, like, hot pursuit, but also, like, if you're real, then reveal yourself to me, because it's going to take a lot for me to believe in you. And 4 months of that goes by, and then finally on April 29, 2018, I had a visual encounter with Jesus, and my whole life changed. And, you know, I finally had a safe space of knowing that my life is not completely up to me, that there is somebody who has a plan for my life. And that's just such a burden to take off my shoulders. It works for me, you know.
That's good. But, and some of the positive country, that's the right word, you know, Christian country or just Christian music, there's just some great music there. I mean, there really is. I mean, Bill Gaither has done so much for that as well, you know, with all his guests and that. I love his shows.
It's interesting. I'm kind of in a Jesus take the wheel, Carrie Underwood moment of my life. I'm like, just tell me where you want me to go artistically and I will do that.
Anyway, let's go back to the music from the album. Now, Lois Lane was the first single from it.
So yes, and that song is deeply personal. It's literally about my grandmother, and her name is literally Lois Lane. And I always knew I was going to write a song about it, but I just never, the timing was never right for me to write it before now. And I just love the story. I mean, it's a personal song, but so many people have heard it and they're like, I can completely apply it to my life. And I think it's interesting writing about family, because that's my lineage, it's my bloodline, and to know their story, it's just really, really cool. And finally I found some co-writers who were willing to help me write this, because Lois Lane is kind of it was an idea that I was a little bit afraid of it becoming cheesy, but luckily we nailed it.
that's great. So that came out beginning of July. Is there a new single being scheduled?
Yes, so Break will be the next single, which I'm very excited about. It's the last song on the record, and it's like my pop country gospel moment, I feel like. But it really is just about, sometimes the beauty comes from the breaking open and breaking, you know, mental bad scripts, or breaking down, or just all the forms of letting go of all the ways that don't serve you anymore. Mm-hmm. And just encouraging people to be inspired that, hey, it's okay if you have a breakdown. we're all really going through it right now, and we're all just trying to survive at this point mentally. So I'm really proud of that song. Hey, it's Olivia Lane, and I'm here talking with Lee. Hope you guys enjoy our conversation.
Forget what you learned, forget what you know. I see all the hurt that you think you can't show. I know something's off, 'cause your light's gotten dim. Do you think being strong means holding it in? Don't you get tired with a heart like a wall? Even a fighter knows when to fall. So let it crack open wide. Let your secret shine. Lay your burdens on down. Lay them right next to mine. 'Cause the stones that you've stacked, trying to keep yourself safe, are too high.
So are there plans to come over to Europe?
Yes. So I actually, last year, January, February, I had my first headlining UK tour, which was incredible. And I have plans to broaden out into Europe as well. But when I was supposed to come back, the pandemic hit. So sad. But I'm planning on fall 2022 coming back over, and hopefully having a lot of shows over there, because I miss you guys.
Yeah, no, looking forward to that, you know. I mean, I just love your performing on stage.
Thank you.
Very good. Love the voice as well. And then another,
thank you.
Take another song from the album that means a lot to you.
Ooh. I think Woman at the Well is a song that it's been career-changing for me. I've been independent my whole life, an independent artist my whole life, and that song is finally getting label attention, which is pretty surreal that every artist moves to Nashville hoping that you'll get a label to be interested. And that song has really taken off on TikTok for me, and now it's being played on a major radio station here in America. So, you know, I take my cues from what my fans want me to sing. I obviously, you know, the spirituality thing was very vulnerable for me and very different. And so for it to be working is kind of a cue of like, hey, I think my fans want me to sing more about this, because I think they like my perspective on my spirituality, whether it's, you know, I'm a new believer, so I have a fresh perspective. I'm not sure, but Woman at the Well was a song that was very scary for me to come out with, but I knew that I had to because it's my story. It's my spiritual awakening story. And so many people, it's Woman at the Well, it's a story from the Bible, and it's where Jesus meets somebody in their deepest shame, and I think all of us need relief from our shame, and Jesus ended up meeting me in my shame, so it's very personal.
Okay, well, let's finish off with that. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much.
I heard a story from the Bible when I was just a little girl about a broken-hearted woman who met the Savior of the world. Thought it was just another story, one that the preacher man would read. But as I'm sitting here at home drinking red wine all alone, I think that woman might be me. Cause tonight I feel just like the woman at the well, wondering how someone could love me when I can't love myself. But you want me as I am, and that sounds crazy. I guess maybe that's why grace is so empty bottle. Woman who met the Savior of